There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Groundhog Day is coming up on Sunday.
And certainly
of
course, is.
Jimmy the Groundhog in Sun Prairie will be making a prognostication. If the groundhog sees his shadow, we have to wait a little bit longer. We have to wait 6 weeks for winter to end.
Well,
yeah, I know. I don't know how this all counts when it's going to be 55 degrees today. But NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which apparently still exists, and their National Centers for Environmental Information, they sent a press release out
yes.
the other day, which surprises me that the National Center for Environmental Information is still a thing. But anyway, they rated the groundhogs. This is groundbreaking groundhog information.
All right.
And according to government officials, the most accurate groundhog is...
Oh, it's not... Wait. So it's not just on... how cute they are.
No. Like, it's the accuracy of weather forecasting. In first place, we have Staten Island Chuck from the Staten Island Zoo.
He's so
He has an 85%
braggy.
Accuracy rate.
Yeah.
We've got Jimmy the Groundhog coming in sixth place.
Okay.
Just behind Gertie the Groundhog. Jimmy has a 60%. Rating of accuracy, not approval rating. I don't know.
And how about then, flipping a coin? How does that go?
Punxsutawney Phil,
yeah,
is way down there at the bottom, just behind Schnugadol Sammy, a taxidermied groundhog from Pennsylvania. Punxsutawney Phil has a 35% accuracy rate.
What? See, it's all the hype. He's got a good hype team because everybody thinks about Punxsutawney Phil. And really, he sucks.
But
what are some of the other names?
They do have a special mention for Punxsutawney Phil on this official government news release. They say that the Punxsutawney Phil has been alive since 1887.
That's pretty good.
And that he survives by drinking groundhog nog fed to him each fall at the annual groundhog picnic.
Is it raw or pasteurized? So
don't know.
What are there any other names on there that sound good? You said Stininky Dink or what was his name?
Buckeye Chuck from Ohio.
Okay.
French Creek Freddy from West Virginia.
French Creek Freddy kisses his own sister.
Octoraro Orphy, another one from Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has several of them.
Okay. Octoraro Orphy. Anybody else that sounds good?
Those are pretty much the Holtzville Hal. Concord Charlie. Lander Lil is a prairie dog statue from Wyoming.
Lander Lil. I'm looking
for... So
they for
just must bring out the statue.
And look at it.
How can it see a shadow if it's a statue?
I have to... It's, I don't know. But could any of these be potential new radio names for us when we have to go somewhere else?
You can be Schnoggedall Sammy.
Schnoggedall Sammy in the morning, everybody.